The following shir has been presented by Rav Shraga Kalus, Pesach in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Sanhedrin of Kufay and Beis brings down the famous Memra, Vayakom Bilim, Baboike, Vayachavish Satoinoi, Asasoinoi. Vayelachim Soyimoi, Tanamishim Rabshim Bilalazer, Ava Mivatelas Shuda Shal Gedula. Ava takes away the hanhog of a person who acts in godlistic fashion. We learn from Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu dechsiva yashkeim Avram baboika. So Rabbi Rashi learns the Gemara. So Avram Avinu got up in the morning and he also was chayvish his chamor, and he went and he saddled up his own chamor, and he went to do the akeda. Hagam that it was right for Avram Avinu that somebody else should do it for him. Because Abbas Hashem, he was Nazaris himself, and he did it himself in order to be able to go on the journey. And the Gemara brings down Sinim Mivatal Shuda Shal Gedula Mibilim Shenem Avayakim Bilim Baboike Vayach Voishes Asoinai. Same thing that Bilim Fakert, that Bilim did. The Koyach is Sin of Klai Yisrael. He was willing to go on the Chayvish Chamor, and he didn't wait for others. The Mashah asks in Rashi that the Gemara brings down the first part of the Pasuk, Vayashkeim Avram Baboiker. It's mashmah that the limit is from the first part of the Pasuk, whereas from Rashi, the limit is from Vayach Vishas Chamoida. The limit comes from the end of the Pasuk, that Avram Avinu went and he saddled his own Chamor. So the Mashal learns that it's not the derech of Melachim, of Chashva people, that they should jump out of bed Bechlal. When they have something pressing in the morning, it's not the derech of a Chashva person that he jumps out of bed. He doesn't jump out of bed, he comes out, he takes his time. Kings and Chashva people, they don't jump out of bed in general. Mashagin of Avram Avinu, Mikoyach is Greisa, Abba for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and desire to do the Ratzon Hashem, do the mitzvahs, Afilu Akeda. So Avram Avinu was Yashkin Baboiker, and Smashmi jumped out of bed, Kilo. This, of course, is the makor of the concept of zrizim makdim in the mitzvahs, and the concept that we find in Rav Sochan Daf Dalet. The person has to be zariz, and of course, Mrs. Hashem is masbir, that mile of a zariz is the faster a person wants to do something, the greatest ava a person has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for something, is when he tries to do it as fast as possible, when he tries to do it as eager, waiting. He can't wait, he wants to do it first thing in the morning. This is the lima that we learn from Avram Avinu. Now, in the Indian of Zrizim Makdim in the Mitzvahs, there's many Diburim Bechlal. First of all, Chlal, one child they ask, Achreinim, is Avram Avinu, he didn't do his Bris Milah until the middle of the day. How come Kayach's reason he didn't do it first thing in the morning? Now, that is the Kasha, many Mepharshim explained that Bechlal, the Kasha doesn't start. It could be that once he got the Tzivoy, Avram Avinu did it, or perhaps the Teretz, which could make an Afkamina Lalacha, is perhaps Avram Avinu was waiting to do it in an oifen of piersim, that there should be a roif am. Now, that is by Avram Avinu, it could be he was trying to create a Kiddush Hashem. But this really brings out a great shaila in halacha, is that if you have the two concepts head up against each other, you have the concept of zrizim makdim in the mitzvahs, and you have the concept of roif am hadras melech, where there could be more of a piersim, more of a publicity to the mitzvah. So which one wins? Does zrizim win, or does the roif am win? It's very negeya, a bris milah, a person has a bris milah, and he's not sure if he's going to do it first thing in the morning, so it's going to be very early, there's not going to be a lot of people there, and he wants to wait to do it at 9 o'clock when there'll be more people there, but it's not the reason. You know, if he would have done it at 8 o'clock, he's doing it the first thing possible. So the shaila is in halacha, what comes first, does the reason win, or does the mile of rave am win? And that is this shaila. Before we go into it, we have to give a little bit of background to Zrizin Bechlal. This Indian of Zrizin Makdim Lemitzvah is brought down by all the Rishayim. The Rif brings down in Pesachim Dafal from the Beis Lalach. The Rambam brings it down in Hilchos Mila in Perak Aleph Halacha Ches. The Rosh brings it down. It's a concept brought all over Shas, the Kachinuch and Tavkuf Mem Dalid. The Shulchan Aruch brings it in Siman Tafresh and Beis, Lagabi the Mitzvah of Mila. And then he brings down, of course, a mitzvah, and Kol Makom, the Zrizin Makdim Lemitzvah, the Neutel Babaiker, Yoridei, and Siman Mesamach Beis. It's brought down, Lagabi the Lachas of Mila, of course. Kol Yom Kashal Mila, Shazrizin or Makdim Lemitzvah. And Kachas Mivur in many, many places. The Makan Avram Lalacha brings down in Kufnin Vav, Mishabura, if I'm not mistaken, brings down seven times, Mishabura Nun Ches, Mishchat, Mishlam, and Hey, in many places. Mishabura brings down also Nuchas Pesach, Lagabi Bdikas Chametz, also Nuchas Lulav, also in the Chule, Mishabura brings down many times the concept of Zrizim Makdim in the mitzvahs. The Indian is Shaykh, of course, by all mitzvahs, by Kriyas Megillah, we find it by Kriyas Halal, we find it by Tkiyas Shoifen, Tfilas Lulav, all these places. We find Tfilas Oimer, even mitzvahs that are negated at night, we find it. Even by Tfilas Shachar, we find it, the Mishnah Berurah says it. By Kriyas Shema, we find it, the Mishnah Berurah says also, even by Birkat Chama, which we're Zaycha to last year, but also we find the concept that the Zrizim Makdimus L'mitzvahs, and we'll have the same shiloh. Should a person do the Zrizim, should he do Chbiras Achama first thing in the morning, or should he wait till there's a Reivam, when there's a bigger Tzibur? Grado, what the Oilim tries to do is they try to have Mekayim both, that everybody davens Vasikin, and does Birkas Achama right afterward. And obviously it's because of this shiloh, which would come first, Zrizim, or the Maila of a Reivam, the Gedorim, of Zrizim Makdimah L'mitzvah. Is it a mitzvah and a mufcher? Is it a chiyev? Is it not? It's Yadua from the Meiri and Yom Kavchasim Abed, where it discusses the Avos HaKadoshim, that they were noyig, which we spoke about in the previous year in the Afkav Dalet, that they were noyig in the all the mitzvahs. And the Meiri says that a person is roi for this reason to be oichiz in the darkei Avos. It's mashma, it's not a chiyev, but it's an Indian to be like the Avos HaKadoshim. There's a Shagatai, the Tzuri Evin in one place that says it's taka, maybe a Dindar Abanan. But we take on that this is a either a chashav inyan, an inyan derabbanon, it's an inyan that's learned out from the Ovis, and it's certainly a milo in the Avodas Hashem. The problem is to learn it out from Avram Avinu. That's why to say it's a deraisa, like Rosh Shlomo Kluger in the Tshuva says, in the Elif HaChashleim is very difficult, because in the Sefer Chaim is very difficult, because the Maisa to learn out from the Ovis HaKadoshim, Koyd Matan Taida is very difficult, and therefore Bepashtis, it's just a gather of a lima that to go B'darkei Hashem, but it's a lima brought down the halacha in many, many places that we're supposed to be going in this Indian. The Shiloh was once asked, Chaim Kanievsky in Derech Sicha, if a person is a Rebbe and nobody can take his place, it's a Chiddush, nobody can take his place, and it's a Chiddush of Chaim Kanievsky, and nobody was able, there were no substitutes available, it's a Kol Balabatim, I think, and he was giving it up for Yomishia, and nobody there could possibly take his place. And the Shiloh was asked that he had to make a bris. Should he push off the bris until after his daily shiur that he gave, or should there be a bittul Torah d'rabim? And all those people will have to, you know, learn on their own or whatever, which of course the Torah won't be as great, the limud won't be as great, but he'll be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of bris milah of Zrizis in the morning as early as possible. And Rechaim Kanievsky answered back, Mitzvah is reason is makdimin, the ain't trach lasas cheshbainis. He doesn't have to make the cheshbainis. The cheshbin being is that we know that the milo of mitzvahs, that Torah, in every situation, Torah loses to mitzvahs, because the Torah is given on Mas L'Kayim, and therefore even something which is a small Indian, for example, even a person, the whole milo of doing a ravis, and Sukkot, it's just a minig neviim, Chazal tell us, and Afal Pikin, of course, the person has to, Kivyachal, in quotations, he has to be mevatel a lot of Torah to do Darshanis. It takes a long time, and Afal Pikin, he could be learning Torah, but we don't say that. We say the Torah was given to be Mekayim the Torah. So every Indian comes first. So a person in such a situation, therefore, if there would be if Zrizim becomes a chelik of the mitzvah, and Brismil is a chiyiv, and a chelik of that chiyiv is to do it by Oifin Shal Zrizis, so therefore, it would even go in, it would even beat the Indian of Talmud Torah. Now the Chiddush of Chaim Kanievsky is that even beats Talmud Torah the Rabbim. There might be a Bezunzer Chiyuv of teaching Torah, but that you see a Chiddush from Avraham that even that he wouldn't have to make Cheshbonis. Maisa Tzitz Eliezer in the Tshuva discusses if a person has to give money for Zrizis, does that go into Cheshbon? We know a person has to give 20% of his money if it comes to not being able to do a certain mitzvah. What about for the Milo of Zrizis? That the Tzitz Eliezer has a Tshuva where he discusses it, you know, and that's already, it's a different topic. If a person for the mile of in a hechsher mitzvah, there is zrizis. So that goes without saying that if as a result of getting his act together, the mitzvah will take place faster. So then, of course, that anybody has a chiyuv, even though it's not the actual mitzvah, it's the hechsher mitzvah. He would certainly have a chiyuv to do that. The question is that what if he's, you know, he has to get the hole for the bris, has to. Marcho Zaru explains that the chelik of the mitzvahs of the Av, and the Taisus Vid explains that the chelik of the mitzvahs of the Av to get the bris rolling. So, is there a difference of doing it on the third day or the fourth day? No matter what, the bris is going to be on the eighth day. Is there a milah and zrizis? Is also discussed in the Pais Kamayin and Sefer Abris in Zimereish Tanach Beis that discusses it. Our shayla that we started with in Reiv Am Hadras Melech was reason. So, Bam is the in Frisha Gemara. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis says the Gemara discusses about. On the first day, the Gemara discusses the Seder Advarim, when Tzkiyas HaShofer was, when Halal was, B'negeya, the Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara discusses that the Seder should be that first comes Tzkiyas HaShofer, excuse me, in the Ha'ivel of Ne'ateva, B'yantiv Shol Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Maskiya. That the second one, meaning in the Musaf, that's when they blow the Shofer. U'b'shat Halal, Arishin Makris HaHalal. In the first one, in the Shacharis, they read the Halal. So the Gemara discusses, Gemara says, Mishnah, what's the difference? Why is the Halal in the beginning and the Shofar later? And the Gemara comes out, the Gemara says, because it's a Milo of Reivam Hadras Melech. So therefore, we want to make the shofar k'nira. More people came to shul most of the time. So we want the shofar at the time when there's more people there. So the Gemara asks, then halal also. We should do halal when there's more people there. We should do it later on. So why is it that we do halal in the beginning? So the Gemara says, no, because there's reason makdim l'mitzvah. So the Gemara says, if there's reason makdim l'mitzvah, so then why about tkiyas shofar? Why don't we do tkiyas shofar first? So the Gemara says, because it was a shata shmat. The Gemara explained, the Rishonim explained, they weren't able to do it. Because the enemies thought they were making a war. Moshein came, if it was later in the day, they wouldn't, etc. Akoponim, the maskon of the Gemara, Kapshuta is mashma, that really, what comes first? Zrizin, makdim, and the mitzvahs. And that's why halal's first. Ay, shofar, how come we don't do it first? The Milo of Hadras Am loses, and the Gemara doesn't answer, no, because Hadras Am, the Gemara answers, we would have loved to have done shofar first, but weren't able to do shofar first because of the problem of a shasat shmat. Akoponim, what's mavur in the Gemara, says, Zrizin beats a rav am, and this is mavur in the chayodim. In class on the ches, is that therefore a person when it comes to Myriv, he should try and daven as early as possible. I, he's not going to get as big a minion, but Myriv, an early Myriv beats later a Rav Am. The Chayra, that concept is also true when it comes to the Birchas Hachama, as we discussed before. If a person would have the choice of a Birchas Hachama, doing it early, or doing it with Rav Am, then he would have to do it early, because the Myriv's reason Makdim in the Mitzvah. And this, by Bris Milah, there's an Archa Shulchan in Yerodeis and Reis Hanuch Beis sees Ches that says very, very strong Lashon, where he talks about people that are waiting to make the bris later on, Mamshar Shaiva, and he says, Yesh lanu letzavach, we should scream at the minute that people are making the brisim later in the day, and he calls it shtusim. I didn't even know the word existed by the Paiskim, shtusim, shalei bar klakruim, mamsh shtusim, yesh mekaymis, that they do it even until chatzais, vu oven pleili. Now, interesting. First of all, you see from here a big raya that he held that not to have the milov zrizis is an oven pleili. He's held it's an avera, mamish, number one. Number two, you see another chedesh over here, is that they were going to do the bris before chatzais. It's not like they were doing the bris in the afternoon and they were doing it at night. Afal Pika, and he held that the Milov's reason was so important to do it as early as possible. And the Maitre said this with the Chayru would be a Siba why a person, if he has a choice of doing it later or doing it earlier, so the Navadi should do it earlier. And even if he's going to be mastered, the Milov, from our Rebbe, Moshe Sternbach, he once said that Avada, to do it at a time which is not a steer at the Zrizis, it just pushes the Zrizis a little bit. Like, for example, if the choice is 7:30 or 8:30, and 8:30 you'll have much more people than at the 7:30, even though you would have a Milo Zrizis, but there's a very big makim to be made on that. Really is the minik to forego on that Mashu Milo of Zrizis for the greater Milo of Rav Am in this situation. But as a general rule, Zrizin Taka beats Rav Am. Shyly, we can ask on this, that if Zrizin Taka beats Rav Am, is Mishabura and Simon Tzadi. It's got in Kavchet that brings down that a person goes to shul and he davens in a Ashkama minion and he davens Shachris there and it's a small minion. So the Mishabura brings down that he should daven Shachris there and he should go afterward to daven Musaf in the big shul where there's Rav Am, where there's many more people. So Mishabura L'chaira seemingly says that if a person has a mile of Rav Am, he should prefer that mile to Zrizin. Otherwise, why shouldn't he daven the Musaf right afterward in the shul that he started in? The Mishabu goes on to discuss if he has a makam kavu, he should stay anyways. But akapanim l'chayra, this is negative clout. We should say over here that Rav Am is going to lose this reason, and therefore he should daven musaf as fast as possible. He should daven musaf right after shachar. Doesn't mean as fast as possible, it means as early as possible, it means after shachar. Now, the emes, it could be that the answer to this shal is what we discussed previously, that it could be that b'chlal, that if you'll still have a mile of zrizis, the hainu, you'll be davening zrizin makdim l'mitzvah, you'll still be davening the davening in an oifen of zrizin. You'll still be davening in the morning. You just won't be davening it so early in the morning. It could be that still is a mile of zrizin makdim l'mitzvah. And then we would forego on this level of zrizin in order to get that tremendous level of rov am hadras melech and also to a certain extent zrizis. Makor to this is that the Mishabura Bechlal and Simin Reish Peivav, Mishabura discusses that there was a meaning that there were some people that they dafka David Musaf by Chatzais, because that was the time of when the Hakrava was done. Mishabura is not so happy about that meaning because it causes people to have Tzar and Shabbat, they don't have Einik Shabbat, they don't eat right away, etc. Mishabura is not so thrilled about that meaning, but upon the concept at least we see is that the Iker Din, the Iker Tachlis is to daven Musaf HaKopan before Zayin Shoyis, like we find by Rav Yehuda, and therefore, even if he wouldn't daven it right away, to forego that Milov's reason, which it might not even be a Milov in this case, certainly to get the Reivan, that's why the Mishabur is Meikah. But as a general rule, Zrizin L'Chayra beats Reivan L'Chayra. Just a few. few more klalim. If there's ever a chesaron in the Gufa Mitzvah, for example, the Mishabura brings down in Siman Mem Beis and Sifat Naman Aleph, that if a person has a choice of reading Kriya Shema first thing in the morning or reading it together with the brachas, so if he would read it right away, he would get the Milo of Zuzim Akdim Lemitzvah, he said it right away. But he's not wearing tefillin and he's not saying it with the brachas. And there the Mishabura says, of course, that it's better to do the Guf Mitzvah, a Milo in the Guf Mitzvah, than to do Zrizin, and therefore he should wait to say the Kriya Shema with tefillin and to say it with the brachas. So too, of course, that's why a person, if he has a choice of davening earlier or waiting for a minion, of course he should always wait for the minion. Kain is Mevron the Mishabura and Simin Nochet and Tivkot Nyud. Also, Mr. Brewer speaks about, the place can speak about doing a lulav, taking a lulav of somebody that you're going to only be able to pick it up, but not to do nanuim, but to do nanuim is a chelik of the gufa mitzvah. We find that concept in the Graz, in Simin Tzadi Dalet, and Sif Dalet, that the Graz says that it's more important if a person has the option of davening Shemoneh Esrei standing or sitting. But if you daven Shemoneh Esrei sitting right now, so there's many variations of this shaila. One of the shaila that we're discussing is where he would be sitting, but he would be able to daven earlier now, as opposed to davening later on when he'll be able to stand later on. Excuse me, he'll be able to stand either later on, or he could daven now sitting. So there, the Maisa, the Graz says that of course it's better to daven standing. Now, there's other cheshbainis that go into, even though he's going to lose out on Zrizim Makdim Mitzvah. But Akoponim, he's Makaivin to do the Mitzvah Min HaMuvchar, so that wins. Now, there are other cheshbainis, of course, if he's going to miss his man totally, so then already he has no choice and he'd have to daven sitting down. That's a different cheshbain. Now, Bechlalist is a chshash of losing the Guf Mitzvah. For example, we know that that there's a need in, even when it comes to Kiddush Levana, should a person prefer to say Kiddush Levana as early as possible, or should he wait till Motzei Shabbos to say it when he's wearing his Shabbos clothing? So it's Yadua that the Chayodam and the Vilna Goyim, that they were Makbid Gomer to say it early as possible, to say Miyad B'Choyl and not the Chalila, because they were Chayshish that perhaps, first of all, you're going to lose it, you're going to lose the Mitzvah, because it could be clouds, etc. And Bechlal, they held that there is a Milah's reason. And that beats out the Milah of wearing the Shabbos clothing. That's interesting. The Bir Lacha seems to say that a person could wait and should wait till Maitre Shabbos. However, not, of course, if he's going to miss it. But if he's going to miss it, meaning there's clouds, it's a cloudy week, etc., he should certainly do it as early as possible, and the Bir Lacha agrees to that. But if there's no Chashash, so then a person would prefer to do it on Maitre Shabbos. Just end off with two shilas. The Paiskim discussed Bechlal, Chashulchan in Yeraday, Reisang Beis. How come we don't do Mila before davening? Right? We're discussing Zrizin the whole day, and the Milo Zrizin. How come we don't do Zrizin? How come we don't do Mila before Tefillah? So there are many truths, and the Paiskim say, number one, there's Tadr Vishenga Tadr, Tefillah is Tadr. That's a need in its own, which comes first, Tadr as Zrizin. Also, there's Harbi Mitzvahs that are Tavli in davening. This Sitzis, this Tefillah, this Kriyashma, this Tefillah. Bechlal, also before Tefillah, a person is not allowed to eat anything, and after the milah, we want him to have the suda right away. Also, it's a mitzvah oiver. A person can lose the zman of davening, etc. Therefore, mashen can a milah. It's got the whole day to do a kapanim mikra adin. There's other reasons. Shvias kais milah. Who's going to drink the wine if he didn't daven? Yeah. Also, tefillah's korban is like a korban tamid, and korban tamid, of course, has to be first thing in the morning. Another issue is that which we spoke about. Roiv am. Even though we said that it could be that the reason, of course, beats Reiv Am, and therefore a person should prefer to do the bris in an earlier time than at a later time, even though he's going to have to forgo on the Reiv Am, but that with Vajja Zetshuva, where he discusses the possibility of a person that doesn't have a minion Bechlal, and he says that about a person, when it comes to not having a minion, that's not just a mile of Reiv Am, that makes it into a Zavash of Kedusha, and therefore a person would be allowed to push off the bris in order to have a Nachalila whole day, but he'd be able to push it off in order to have the mile of a minion. The Kibbutz Aveim, Rav Yashiv is brought down to have said that if the parents are unable to come to the bris until the afternoon, etc., they're coming from Lakewood and they're coming to Flatbush, etc., and they won't be able to get there until 10 or whatever. So the Milo of Kibbutz Aveim certainly beats the Milo of Zrizis. And we'll just end with the words of the Orach HaSadikim and Shach HaMishas, Arshah Zrizis, HaZrizis, the Milo Gedoyle, the Torah, the Mitzvahs. Midas HaTzadikim Lavet HaBoidei Yisparach V'Atatzor L'Dav Ki Midas HaZvidas Yitchila L'Kol HaMidas. That's the Midah that helps the Torah. And that's about why the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Aleph starts out with the words Miskaber Ka'ori, because Atzlus is Taka the Midah Grua Mamish, and that's the hippich of Zvizis, which is the Ma'ilik Gedolim Tehlimitzis.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.